Amada Jurado, and this is Describing a Photograph. Today, I'm going to try and describe an iconic photograph called Bricklayer that was taken by August Sander in 1928. Sander was an early 20th century German photographer. He was critical of the theatricality that he found in the work of other photographers of his time, and so he told himself that he found nothing more horrible than photography full of pretense, poses and tricks, and that's why he had allowed, or he would allow himself, to tell the truth about the people and his time honestly. And it was in this spirit of always telling the truth about people that Sander took hundreds of photographs of different people in their normal lives, including chefs, lawyers, even a young bricklayer, in the city of Cologne in the late 1920s. The photographs that he captured belong to the series People of the 20th Century, the first work to document a culture through photography. When he started this series, Sander was already an expert photographer. He was aware of the importance of aspects such as pose, light, and composition. And although he detested theatricality, he didn't merely capture reality as it was presented, he composed it too. What is certain is that although he was interested in photographing and documenting stereotypes, he also took into account the individuality of each of his subjects. So, in Bricklayer, he portrays an athletic and attractive young man who gracefully poses before the camera and stares at the viewer. The photograph shows a bricklayer from Cologne, Germany, apparently in his working day, emerging from the darkness with a stern expression, and his head illuminated by the light, dressed in his casual work clothes and wearing a cap. On his other hand, he holds the platform on which he shoulders a significant and apparently heavy number of bricks, while his other hand rests on his hip. The bricks seem extremely heavy, and yet the young man balances them on his shoulders as if they were light. The man's head is framed by the load that he carries, and the lines of the bricks evoke those of his attire. The black background and the ray of light which illuminates the face and the body diagonally give this photograph a magical and airy appearance in stark contrast to the irregularity of the bricks. The photograph illustrates the strength and hard work of the bricklayer's trade, while at the same time demonstrating the dignity of it and a certain pride that he seems to have in it. Sander's admiration for this bricklayer is evident and becomes the main piece of emotional information in this image. Sander's intention was not to show the mason at work, but to provide the viewer with precise information about the work, strength, and vigor required to carry it out. Similarly, in other portraits in the series, such as those of farmers, lawyers, and artists, Sander revealed his subject's class and profession through gesture, clothing, and setting. In the portrait of the cook, for example, Sander portrays a mature man who projects confidence, sure of himself and his talent, being in control, clean. As I mentioned before, Sander brought together all of these people in his monumental People of the 20th Century, which has been preserved as a remarkable example of descriptive portraiture. This is because you cannot look at Sander's photographs and not feel how he celebrated the importance of the individual. In every one of his portraits, he was elevating the portrayal of ordinary people to art. So, what lessons can we draw from him? If we had to make a portrait of ordinary people of our time, something that would make us feel identified and proud, something which could be an honest symbol of our people, what image would we create? How would we capture the dignity of that individual? Think about it. Well, I'll leave it here. Enjoy your photography and, of course, have a beautiful day. And if you want to see some of my own work, you can visit me on Instagram, my Instagram page at madajurado.bnw for my black and white work or madajurado.color for my color photography. I'll leave the links in the, or not more than the links, the address or where you can find me in the description. Also, I leave in the description details of the photograph, where I got the photograph from. So the link, so that you can find more information about it. And that's it. Until the next one, enjoy your photography.